But it's time to visit with John Taylor of Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith with some news on automobiles, automakers, technology. It's all mixed together, John.
It is indeed. Yesterday, we saw a bit of a recovery. The market was scary yesterday morning. The Dow was down about 160 points, but it closed down only 41 points. NASDAQ down 6, S&P down 5 points. Futures are up about 50 points this morning. Maybe we'll get a good bounce here. And speaking of auto manufacturers, it's been a tough last week or so. Yesterday, Toyota announced that they're recalling 690,000 pickup trucks because of problems with rear suspension systems. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has begun an investigation into 4.9 million sports utility vehicles and trucks produced by Fiat Chrysler that are susceptible to engine stalling and bag failures. On a Friday of last week, Ford announced they were recalling 850,000 vehicles and Chrysler 350,000 vehicles, so it's been a tough time. And speaking of auto manufacturers, yesterday was a really tough day on stockholders for Ford. This was the first, quote, investor day for the new CEO, Mark Fields. Of course, Alan Mulally retired from Ford last year. Or earlier this year, and Mark Fields was his designated successor. Well, tough day. He had to announce that they're reducing their expectations for profit, Ford is, for 2014, from between $7 and $8 billion to around $6 billion. As a result of that, the stock was down 7.5% yesterday. Now, they're going to have record profits in North America. The problem is in Europe, where they expect to lose $1 billion, including $300 million in just Russia alone. And they also announced that the recall that I just mentioned, it's going to cost them about $500 million, the recall that was announced on Friday. And speaking of technology and cars and the converging of the two, a study done by McKinsey indicates that one of the primary reasons that people are going to be selecting new vehicles, which vehicle they select, is because of connectivity. You've seen some of the ads where some cars are now coming equipped with Wi-Fi, kind of incredible. The study says this, quote, connectivity is increasingly important for the consumer buying a new vehicle. It's not just another feature. It's really a primary factor. McKinsey found that 80% of car buyers are considering connectivity to be important or very important. And, of course, as you might guess, the younger the potential car buyer, the more important the connectivity feature will be. And staying on this technology train here, eBay announcing this morning that they're going to split into two companies. Their stock's up 9% before the market opens this morning on the news. Now, an activist investor, Carl Icahn, you hear that name over and over again. In fact, he's the poster child for activist investors, has been pressuring eBay to split into two companies. They're going to do that next year. They're going to spin off PayPal. Now, PayPal is about half of their revenue, so it's a significant spinoff. And lastly, to show you how important technology is to companies today, I think this is a landmark announcement from Walmart. Walmart announcing that they're going to appoint an entrepreneur, software engineer, and co-founder of Instagram to their board. He's only 30 years old. Now, Instagram was acquired by Facebook for $1 billion in 2012. Instagram, which is a photo sharing site, has 200 million monthly active users. Pretty incredible. As I mentioned, this guy's only 30 years old. He's a software engineer, co-founder of that company. And here's what Rob Walton, of course, the son of Sam Walton and the Walmart chairman, says, quote, Kevin's entrepreneurial background and his technical and digital expertise will be invaluable as we further connect with customers and deploy new capabilities through e-commerce and mobile channels. And then the new guy, the Instagram guy, says this, Walmart has had a profound impact as a global leader in retail. It's an honor to join the Walmart board and have an opportunity to help provide more convenient and flexible ways for people to shop. I think that shows you a lot about how important technology is, and, of course, social media, and also being able to access the consumer through e-commerce.
Yes, and that banking business that Walmart's going into, this probably could be part of that, too.
Who knows? A lot of changes going on.
Yes.
A 30-year-old guy that's a billionaire that co-founded Instagram on the Walmart board. That's just incredible to me.
Yes, it is, John. Thank you. The young people are taking over, no question.
Well, that's okay. I'm ready to step aside.
Maybe so. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Changing times and being ready to make the change with them. You have to be prepared. And John has some knowledge on that. I'd like to pass it along to you if you'd like to have a visit with him at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. You could also phone him, area code 479-782-2527, or email John. And again, that's the technology of the day, email or other ways, but certainly you can get to him electronically by simply going to John Taylor at sternag.com and